With three dumpster trucks waiting around the corner, dozens of homeless in Kaka'ako are quickly packing up what they can. The street where mostly homeless families have been staying begins to empty as scores of people move across the street to the park. Baby blankets, articles of clothing, and even a half-eaten apple are left behind as a squad of police and sheriff cars begin to pull into the neighborhood. A man named Matt is loading his tarp into the back of his truck. He's been living here on Ohe Street for the past 8 months.
I actually went and took a shower. When I went up, I saw a couple of cop cars down the street. And then when I came back, there were like eight of them. And I did see the trash truck. So I swung around and then saw what everybody was doing. But there was, really no warning kind of deal.
This isn't the first sweep for most people here today. Tracy Martin says he and his family have been homeless for more than a year. During that time, they've gone through eight of these city sweeps.
They make it hard. When they do these sweeps, they paralyze people. People got to stay home from work. A lot of people just don't go looking for jobs because they don't know if a sweep is coming or not.
Raina Whiting is an outreach worker for the organization In the Streets, a nonprofit that advocates for the homeless. She says the city's response has escalated in recent months, creating an even more tense environment for people living on the streets.
We need to have a compassionate approach where we provide a safe place for these families to go, because right now we're kicking them off of this sidewalk, so they don't have anywhere else to go. They have things, they have their children, they have to go to work, they have to go to school, wherever they need to be. They have to put their stuff somewhere else. Where are they going to put it? It's just going to move from this sidewalk to another sidewalk or into the park that's right next to us.
Hawaii 5-0 is planning to film in the area. Nearby, a security guard is already setting up on the now empty street. He's putting up no parking signs that contain the show's production name. Many of the homeless believe the timing is directly related to the television shoot. Donnie Dawson is the state film commissioner. She says the city, not Hawaii 5-0, is responsible for the homeless sweeps.
As I understand it, the film approval was requested after the enforcement action was scheduled.
The mayor's office confirmed the enforcement was scheduled first, with Hawaii 5-0's production team planning around it. The last time the sidewalk nuisance ordinance was applied in this Kaka'ako neighborhood was more than 2 months ago. Molly Solomon for HPR News.